Begin by getting in a comfortable seated position, spine tall and straight, sit bones balanced, shoulders rolled away from the ears, opening up that beautiful heart of yours, letting your palms rest open in your lap, and lovingly close your eyes. Tune into your breath and your body becoming present. Noticing how it feels as you breathe in and out. Letting your belly and ribcage expand on every in-breath and contract on every out-breath. As you tune in to the weight of gravity, letting the muscles in your face relax. Letting any muscles you do not need right now become loose with the weight of gravity. And you tune in to you. You say to yourself, I am here with me now. I choose to be my best friend and to offer myself the gift that a growth mindset brings. Feel this commitment to yourself in your heart, for truly a growth mindset is a commitment. It's not a one-time thing. Tune into your heart in the middle of your chest and a couple of inches inwards. This is the energy center of your heart. And in here lies an eager, happy openness to committing to a growth mindset. Do you feel that happiness? Your heart is happy that you are open to committing to a growth mindset. For it doesn't just affect your mindset mentally, it affects your entire way of being. It affects your emotions, your physical body, and of course your mental wellness. As you tune into your heart, you become clear. Why do you desire a growth mindset? Why do you feel it will serve you? Who do you wish to become? As you tune in to your desire in your heart to become the best version of you, you take a nice deep breath in, stomach and ribcage fully expanding, holding your breath at the top, letting this desire to be the best version of you build, and when you're ready, exhale with a sigh. You tune in to that desire to grow, to be open to feedback, to be committed to you. And you let that desire flow as you breathe in and out. And listen to these words as they spark more desire within you. And start to even turn from desire into action, for you feel open and knowing that the more you listen to the following messages, the more you will start to shift into a growth mindset. Keep breathing and listen to these words and let them move you. You are responsible for your thoughts. Yes, the world around you has influenced you in some way, but it ultimately is up to you to decide what is true to you. You create your reality with the beliefs you have, and the beliefs you have are just thoughts you've been thinking over and over. You have the power to think new thoughts. Every time a thought occurs that you wonder, does this serve me? If the answer is no, you can choose a new thought. Much like attending to a garden that perhaps has been long overlooked for years and years, and there are many weeds and tangled roots, it takes time to pull out what's no longer needed in that garden. The weeds may keep growing back time and time again, but the more you tend to the garden, the more you plant the seeds you wish to see in the garden, the more your garden becomes that which you desire it to be. It takes daily work and daily cultivation. The same is true with your mind. And when you become the gardener of your mind, you become a master at growth mindset. Because you know you can change the landscape of your mind masterfully. You can curate it to be whatever you wish it to be. You become open to feedback from others. You become non-resistant because you know that everything you see, witness, hear, you are the one who ultimately decides whether or not you keep it, whether or not it is part of the garden you wish to cultivate. In the past, perhaps, you have allowed yourself to feel triggered by someone's words or actions, and perhaps you thought that was a bad thing. Now, as the gardener of the landscape in your mind, you recognize that any time you feel triggered, it's quite similar to stumbling upon a patch of bittersweet in the garden. This is an invasive species that can choke out the other plants. Instead of viewing it as a bad thing, you now, with your growth mindset, simply view it as something to take care of. When you focus on what you would rather see instead, you allow yourself to remove that which doesn't serve. And you only view that which doesn't serve as guidance versus a bad thing. You are the gardener of the landscape of your mind, continually shaping, molding, and cultivating beliefs and views that serve you. It is a daily commitment. Feel in your heart how committed you are. As you affirm to yourself, I cultivate the landscape of my mind. I choose a growth mindset every time I am faced with anything I view as an obstacle or bad. I choose to curate thoughts and beliefs that serve me. I'm open to growth and committed to growth now. Take a nice big deep breath in, stomach and ribcage fully expanding, holding your breath at the top, and when you're ready, exhale with a sigh. Take this feeling and commitment with you as you begin to roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes back to the world around you. Now, go out there as the gardener of your inner landscape of your mind and enjoy cultivating the thoughts and beliefs you wish to see.